An old fight over protected public land in the West is getting new wind. In southern Utah, the Trump administration is trying to open up parts of the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument to mining and more cattle grazing. Democrats are trying to keep that from happening. As NPR's Kirk Sigler reports, the controversy is reigniting debate over the future of a rural community in America's West that is getting less rural.
5 hours south of Salt Lake City, the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument is famous for its remote red rock canyons, its arches, and fossil beds. The place names on the maps tell you how rugged and harsh this country is. There's a Death Ridge, Carcass Canyon, the Hell's Backbone Road.
Them old cowboys back in those days, they were tough.
Shannon Steed comes from a long line of Mormon pioneer cowboys. His rancher and logger ancestors helped build this town, Escalante, population 800. Today, he's something of a local historian. Riding around in his pickup can feel like you're traveling back to the Old West.
This used to be the old blacksmith shop, old Porter right here.
On the edge of town, we pass by the old site of a timber mill. His dad used to own it. Then Steed points up to a hill on his left. There's a big letter E painted white.
The E up on the hill there doesn't stand for environmentalist, it stands for Escalante.
He's joking, but environmentalist is still a dirty word for some around here. And even how you pronounce the name of the town can be loaded. Longtime locals say Escalante. The newer folks running the organic bakeries or eco-tourist companies may pronounce it Escalante. Now, this part of Utah was once Mexico, after all.
They've been fighting over this land. We've always said it's God's country, and the people from out of here says that's because nobody'd have it but God, and now it seems like everybody wants it.
The environmentalists, he says, got it in 1996 when President Clinton designated it the largest national monument in the country. 2 decades later, President Trump signed his own proclamation, shrinking it nearly in half. Shannon Steed thinks downsizing was the right move.
And there's a lot of places out there that need to be protected, and there's a lot of places out there that, you know what, is pretty desolate and no water and hasn't seen nothing but cows and cowboys.
If Trump's proclamation holds in court and the monument is downsized into 3 smaller units, some of this land will again be open to mining. Some locals have already filed claims. And then there are the ranchers who lease public land around here for grazing. Their old leases were grandfathered in, but the monument designation barred new leasing. That could soon change. A little south of town, we run into Steed's friend, Todd Phillips. He's a rancher.
I gathered that fancy rig you got.
Yeah.
Next to his corrals, the two men lean out their pickup windows to chat. Phillips has grazed his cows on the monument land for years, but he's not counting on much changing.
Well, I think it depends a lot on the election. I think if a Democrat gets in, I think they're going to put it back like it was and probably then some just to prove a point.
Congressional Democrats just ordered an investigation. They claim the Trump administration illegally appropriated funds to redraw the monument boundaries based on where they could lease land to industry. The acting manager of the National Monument says they're just following orders from above. Utah feels like one of the most tense states in the West right now when it comes to public lands. You've got the conservative Mormon politics, the world-famous national parks and monuments, alongside a robust environmental movement. To hear Shannon Steed and Todd Phillips say it, their heritage is under threat.
Like some of these guys, these radicals aren't going to be happy until there isn't any cows left on public land.
They really do. They absolutely hate us.
Oh, they do.
But this isn't just some tale about urban environmentalists going up against rural ranchers. Nowadays, Steed and Phillips share their community with a whole lot of newcomers. They're running businesses that have sprung up since the monument was created. Modern hotels, a James Beard finalist restaurant, and Nate Wagner's thriving Escalante Outfitters.
So, or if you want something that's not sunscreen, you can just get this.
And Nate Wagner's livelihood also depends on the land.
These are public lands. They don't just belong to people in the gateway communities here where I live. They don't just belong to people in the state of Utah. They belong to everybody.
Wagner worries that a new mine or more cattle could turn the protected land into an industrial zone and drive the tourists away.
It's just this constant uncertainty. And that's really hard. It's hard to have a small business in America with such big strings being pulled.
Wagner joined one of the lawsuits filed by a local environmental group. They're arguing President Trump illegally usurped Congress by shrinking Escalante and the nearby Bears Ears Monument's boundaries. Nicole Croft heads the group Grand Staircase Escalante Partners.
When I first moved here in 2007,
You did not tell people that you moved here because of the monument.
So she'd just give the other reason. Her son has asthma, and they needed to escape the terrible winter smog in Salt Lake City. She says politicians are stoking this fight over the monument, playing on people's fears of economic uncertainty.
Greasing represents the pioneer spirit and the hardscrabble heritage that Mormon people are really proud of. You know, that's part of my Mormon heritage that I'm very proud of.
Mistrust of the federal government runs deep in that Mormon heritage. This goes back to the 1800s, before Utah was granted statehood, when the feds dispatched army troops to stop the settlers from practicing polygamy. For Nicole Croft, that anti-government sentiment may be behind the resistance to a changing economy here, which is happening across the rural West. The new tourism jobs don't pay as well as, say, mining, but since the monument was designated, this isolated region's population has actually grown, alongside a 24% increase in new jobs.
Let's go. Okay. Burning daylight.
And the thing is, Shannon Steed, the longtime local, well, his livelihood also depends on tourism. He runs Wild West-themed shows and tours of dinosaur fossil beds and petrified forests. He also rents out restored farmhouses on Airbnb, but he says there's a catch.
It's seasonal. The tourism around here is seasonal. You've got 6 months to make it and 6 months to starve.
More mining and ranching could coexist with tourism here, he says, an argument that will keep getting debated until 2020, if not beyond. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Escalante, Utah.